Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast. Every single podcast. This is The Marriage Fix. I am James.
And I'm Katrina.
Yeah, and we are The Marriage Fix podcast. This is our third episode from our very first season. What do you think, babe?
Oh, I love it. Let's keep them coming.
I know that.
It's so much fun doing this with you.
Really?
It is.
It's very fun doing it with you.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah. So how was your week, honey?
It was good. It went by kind of slow.
Did?
Yeah. It went by kind of slow. Okay. Had all the inclement weather, and where we are, we got the tail end of the ice storms. I know a lot of you all probably got hit really hard, and our prayers for you guys for safe travels and everything. Hopefully it wasn't too bad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we got a good weekend coming our way, so I'm excited about that. Good weather.
Absolutely. And my week it went by kind of fast, so I'm pretty glad about it. So yeah, we are getting into our podcast, season 3, episode 1. This one is actually called Communication with Purpose. With Purpose. And one thing we try to do here at The Marriage Fix is that we try to base every single podcast off of the word of God, and we come to you from different scriptures in the Bible, different conversations that me and my wife have, different things that we see, you know, kind of out here in the world, things we see in marriages. You know, we just kind of take bits and pieces from different situations, and we kind of dive in on it, you know. So that's what we're doing again this week, and we're going into communication. So what do you think about the topic, Bay? Communication with Purpose.
Oh, I'm excited to dig in. Sounds good. Sounds like another good one that we have. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about communication is, honey, is that sometimes we just say too much.
We do.
Sometimes we just talk too much.
Right.
Too much noise, too much, you know, too much stuff on our minds that we got to get out that we want to share, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but another thing we're going to start doing with our podcast is we can start opening it up with prayer. This has been put on my heart to do. We are going to go into our prayer before we go into the podcast. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for using us in your kingdom.
Yes.
That you for guiding us this far and giving us your grace. Even now, Lord, you know the purpose for which we have come. Lord, your word says that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Fill us with the anointing and power so that those who have ears to hear can hear. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of us and let him speak, not us. You know the needs of the people listening to this podcast, and we submit ourselves to you so you can use us whichever way you want to. We choose to glorify only you, Lord. Thank you for girding us up with your grace, power, and strength. And that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And we take victory in your mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful, honey. That was
thank
wonderful.
You, honey. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So communication. I know you've heard this before. Communication is key. We've heard that a million times. You heard it before getting married and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Before, after. Yes, it's a very saturated term, mm-hmm. you know, that singles, couples, married couples, courting couples, engaged couples hear, like, you know, your relationship needs communication. Mm-hmm. But yet, it seems like very few of us actually know how to maneuver that.
100%. Right. So, yeah. And so do you really believe that that is the key? Communication is the key?
I do. I believe that it is, but I believe that it needs to be done correctly. It needs to be done where both people are communicating properly with one another, where there's understanding and problem solving. You know, the problem, the issue that starts the argument can't get so big, and you can't get so caught up in words that the whole reason for the disagreement gets kind of drowned and buried in the words.
Right.
Because you're emotional or you're mad or you're frustrated or whatever. That's what you want to avoid. I think that's what, you know, one should avoid.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what good is communication if it produces conflict?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because to be honest with you, communication isn't the problem. Conflict is.
Okay.
Conflict is what the problem is, you know? Because here's the thing, you know, we all have to communicate to nurture, develop, and protect a marriage or relationship.
Right.
That's the purpose of it. But right. once it gets to a place where, you know, there's conflict, that's when communication becomes an issue.
Right.
And if we look at our scripture for this podcast, Ephesians 4:29, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So the word says it. It says exactly how we should communicate and what that communication should do to the other person. Mm-hmm. To the other person. As you notice, it didn't say anything about us.
Right.
You know, but let's define a few things first. Okay. Since we're on the topic of conflict, conflict is a disagreement or a clash of interest. Mm-hmm. The definition of communication is the transfer of information in any form between people. So again, we have to communicate in order to, you know, grow and nurture and do all these positive good things with our marriage relationship, to move it forward.
Right.
To gain understanding.
Right.
You know, and be on one accord. You know, that's the main thing about it. But why do you think most communications break down?
I think I would take a guess that I think it's a few reasons, but one big reason that's coming up is that people just want to get out what they have to say. You know, they just want to say their piece, and they just want really kind of that between that and wanting things their way, you know, wanting the other person to think like they're thinking and to kind of mirror them in all aspects of whatever's going on. If this they're needing, whatever it is that they are wanting, or their viewpoint, whatever may be argued, they're wanting that to be mirrored to the person. They want them to think like they're thinking, and right. they want to be kind of just have things their way.
Right. Right. I think communication, it breaks down from personal desires and perspectives.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like what you're saying, but you know, communication is really, babe, it's an outcome. It's something that actually happens.
Okay, right.
It's not something that we can possess or own. And I think a lot of times we make the mistake of thinking that we own it. Mm-hmm. Like we say, we have good communication, or I have good communication skills. You know, those are possession, ownership type words that we use. But really, it's not about owning. Because there's a greater purpose behind communication. You don't own it. It's something that you get to. it's somewhere where you're going to.
Right.
If I can give you an analogy, if we're driving somewhere, mm-hmm. we have to take roads to get to where we want to go.
Right.
You know, point A to point B. Right. So where we are going is our destination, which is a been on one accord or understood. Mm-hmm. And the road to getting there, I guess, would be the interstate of communication.
Right. Okay.
Okay. But traditionally, how we communicate determines if we get on the same page. Mm-hmm. If we disagree, fuss, fight, God forbid, cuss, or anything like that, it breaks down our communication and we won't get to the goal of being understood.
Okay.
You know, those things are blocking us.
Right.
And this is what most couples are taught to work through or have problems working through. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you a few tools at the end of the podcast from the Marriage Fix Tool Shed.
Nice. Yeah, the tool shed.
But let's dive into, you know, what hinders this first, and okay. we'll get to that later.
Okay.
But what do you think about communication styles? You think that plays a part in it?
Yeah, I think it sounds refreshing, the term. Mm-hmm. Like when I think of communication styles, I think of like your thinking style or love languages or something. Like, it seems like it's in the same family as that. Mm. So it sounds like something that could be useful.
Right. So you think it's important for someone to know their communication style?
Absolutely. I think so. If there's a way to know. Yeah, for sure. Mm.
Okay. I can see that. And do you think how people respond to things determines how they deal with conflict?
Yes, absolutely. I think so.
Mm. Okay. Well, give me some examples. You think, what about pride? Do you think pride gets in the way of communication?
Yeah, I think that's one of the main things that could get in the way. Because of petty, you know, pride, the ego kind of rules pride, you know, so our egos can get in the way of what seems like the pettiest things, things that could easily be ironed out. The ego gets in the way, and then mountains get made out of molehills. So, you know, pride can get in the way of communication easily from, you know, once again, I think from what I mentioned before, just piggybacking off that, like your way or the highway, not you, honey, but like a person, like a person saying my way or the highway, or people wanting to just feel like they're right or wanting to be right, you know, and not see the other person's point of view. I think those are examples. A prideful communication.
Okay. I can see that. And pride being prideful doesn't allow you to look at the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they're hiding behind what they think is truth. They're leaning to their own understanding.
Exactly.
You know, but here's the thing, you know, communication isn't the thing that we have to work on. Mm-hmm. Mind blowing, right?
It's not.
No. What? I mean, as a husband, I just learned that 3 days ago.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm learning now. So teach me.
The purpose is...
What you learn.
I mean, there's purpose in it. Uh-huh. And there's godly purpose in the center of all this. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing. And this is kind of what I learned. Your job in the communication process isn't to be understood. Is to understand.
Okay.
Being understood is the biggest roadblock to communication.
Okay.
God said that he will give us peace beyond our understanding. So we don't need someone else's understanding to give us peace. And that's the tussle we want to be understood to give us peace, to give us that level agreeing understanding on being on one accord. So again, that communication is we are in the communication to get agreement, but it's actually the opposite.
Okay.
And I'm going to read that scripture for you, Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and there be any praise, think on these things. So this scripture gives you really good insight to the mindset that you should have and need to have in communication.
Mm-hmm.
Where your thoughts should be, right? That's where it's at. So what is your thoughts in communication? You know, what are you thinking during communication? You know, that's where it's at. Because we're so busy living in the moment that we forget the purpose that we're supposed to be living in, which is having a godly marriage. That's the model of Jesus Christ in the church.
Right.
So communication starts with that in mind, right?
Right.
So because you are displaying yourself, you're displaying your communication to others, you're putting it out there. Just thinking about it.
Mm.
What are the kids seeing with communication?
You said, what are our kids seeing?
What are kids seeing in communication? Yeah, the kids learn off of how their parents communicate.
Absolutely.
Just as Christians, you know, we walk a certain kind of way. We present ourselves a certain kind of way, being in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So our communication is supposed to reflect the same thing.
Right.
You agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
So in communication, the purpose is to understand. Mm-hmm. The enemy wants us to focus on being understood.
Ooh.
Thus dividing us. Wow. That divides us.
Wow, yeah. Mm. So it's a little self-centered even to seek to be understood. Because we are to seek understanding in order to serve our spouse. The other person.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is so deep. You always get so deep, honey. I love it.
But think about the length that people go to be understood.
Uh-huh.
And where does it get them? You know, like someone is arguing or upset, you know, and the other person feels, you know, like they got to get back at them because they said something hurtful or harmful.
Right.
You know, revenge, like all these things are to be understood. They want the other person to feel what they felt.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So again, the goal is to divide you from each other and God.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see this in Matthew 12:25, when Jesus said that he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand.
Mm. Mm. That's real. Y'all listening? You guys listening? Yeah.
That makes sense?
It makes perfect sense.
So seeking to be understood keeps us blocked.
Okay.
It keeps us from actually hearing one another.
Okay.
Hearing one another. Okay. And two people trying to understand, trying to be understood,
mm-hmm.
is two people trying to satisfy themselves instead of focusing on each other.
Mm, that's right. That's right. So like if both spouses are mm-hmm. working to please and understand the other person,
mm-hmm.
almost in like a selfless manner,
right,
of serving, and both are doing that, then both essentially get what they need. And one, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like.
Right. And it does a little bit more than that. It's a few things going on. Like I said, we're going to give them some tools at the very end of this that talks about this.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
It's two things that happen there by doing that, you know. But having these blocks right in this moment, trying to be understood,
mm-hmm.
to try to be understood instead of trying to understand, it changes the dichotomy of godly communication. And again, it allows the enemy to have a foothold in your relationship or marriage.
Right.
And we can't seek understanding if we don't drive the vehicle of empathy.
Ooh.
Which comes from love, joy, peace, mm-hmm. long-suffering, mm-hmm. gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control.
There's that word. And the fruits of the Spirit. And you rolled out the fruits. This is good. This is really good. And so in essence, you all, we want to make sure that we roll out and study those fruits of the Spirit, because it's through the Holy Spirit and through his fruits in us that we'll be able to implement these, all of the teachings of communication that my husband is saying now. Am I right, honey?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Okay. Exactly right, honey. If we don't operate from these things, the roadblocks of the work of the flesh is what stops us from godly communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really just not stress that enough, you know, and the scriptures give us a really, really, really good insight to the journey of how we should drive mm-hmm. our communication with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Because the flesh, you know, it loves and wants to be expressive.
Yes, it does.
Through the works of the flesh.
Yep.
And we have a desire to be heard,
mm-hmm.
to be understood,
mm-hmm.
accepted, appreciated, right. honored. All these things, honey, that they're me things. They're not God things.
Exactly. Wow. I never looked at it like that before. That's incredible. That's incredible. And that what you're speaking of is like true surrender, an act and exercising true surrender and faith in Christ, that there will be harmony, understanding, peace within the conversation that's at hand.
Exactly.
By displaying the fruits, by seeing where your partner needs to be understood. Instead of making sure you're understood, that's your partner's job for them to make sure that you're understood. As so it would be your job, you all, to make sure your spouse is understood
mm-hmm.
and your partner.
Exactly. And these are roadblock cones that say you can't go any further with me
mm-hmm.
until you acknowledge me, until you understand me.
That's right. That's right.
It's almost like a ultimatum, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is my ultimatum. We can't go any further. I mean, just imagine if we're going, you know, back to your hometown, which is a long drive. long drive, if I say again. And
not that long.
and we're driving up there, and I just say, hey, you know, if we don't drive my way, if we don't go my way, which I think is the fastest, we're not going.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I want to go the other way. It's more beautiful. It may take a little longer, but I want to sightsee.
Okay.
I want to stop. I ain't trying to do all that.
Right.
So it breaks down you getting to where you want to get to.
That's a good analogy, honey.
You know, that's so really good. We have to humble ourselves and be clothed with humility. And that opens the door for everything else to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And if we look at Colossians 4:6, it says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. And that also kind of reminds me of being slow to speak.
Yep.
Like it's giving you a blueprint with how to communicate, and it's doing it again here. And it mentions grace and knowing how to answer, you know, and you, I don't think you can do that if you're so quick to respond.
Exactly.
So we have to give ourselves time, you know, to process that, to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to take over that instead of the flesh, because they're both competing.
Right. Okay.
They're both competing.
Wow. I like it. Ooh, so great. I learned something. Some things.
So, you know, I mean, you know track and field, right? Mm-hmm. Where the noise goes off and they get to running mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Well, it's kind of the same thing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, we all kind of like programmed to like have this response to just jump out the gate. Mm-hmm. So the more we get in tune with being able to not jump out the gate, the more we can have power and allow the Holy Spirit to have more power by denying the flesh. That is an act of denying self, having that humility, you know. And that goes into the two tools humility. That we mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast, we can give you two tools to take from the marriage fix tool shed back into your marriage and your relationship to practice. Practice makes perfect. You might not get it right the first time. You may jump out your flesh the first time. Oh,
ain't nobody going to jump out the flesh now, honey.
They might jump out. But one, allow the good things to have your attention. Allow the good things to have your attention. You really want to, again, it goes right back to what we should be thinking about. Like it's mentioned in the scripture, dealing with what where our thoughts should be at. And it talks about it. What sort of things are true, mm-hmm. honorable, mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. pure, lovely, and good report. So that's the first thing we really want to work on is that allowing the good things, having our attention and our mind on the good things.
That's right.
The second thing is to practice grace. Okay. You want to practice grace through your words.
Right.
You want the other person to have grace through your words.
Ooh, give grace so your significant other can have the grace.
Yeah.
Give grace so your significant other can have the grace, and then they give it back to you, and it's a beautiful cycle.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And as you can see, this whole communication thing is nothing that we own. It's a destination.
Right.
Communication is a destination. Is nothing that we are having in the moment. And that's where a lot of people get it construed, is that we're trying to have communication in the moment, have an agreement in the moment to produce what we want to have. But that it doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm.
So we're giving you guys some sauce. So keep God in your communication and the enemy out. And this is how you do it.
Yep, sure is. Powerful weapon. Powerful weapon. Great one this week, honey.
You have anything to add to any of this before we end the podcast, honey, for this week?
I don't. You did great with it. You worded everything perfectly.
I appreciate it.
It gave all of us something to chew on, as usual. We gave you guys a feast. My hubby gave you all a feast. And I got a word for myself. I learned some things this podcast.
All right. Well, we appreciate everyone coming out and listening. And we will see you guys later. Until then, stay blessed and subscribe to our podcast if you haven't. We would love to have you in the tool shed every episode we release. Because you never really know what you're going to need, what you're going to hear. You know, I've been to a lot of different things. I heard a lot of different words from the pulpit, book, just all kind of stuff. And you just never really know what's going to hit you when you need it.
Exactly.
You know, you have to open yourself up and allow the word of God to work in your life. And it happens just through that, just being open. Mm-hmm. So we hope you guys are open, and we will see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world. And from a life of singleness,
don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.